episode 281 of the Mouse Life Podcast. We're just going to have a short episode tonight and go over even more news than we had last week and rumors and all that stuff. So let's just jump into it. What do we have first, shall we?
So Disney announced that Test Track is going to be closing for their refurbishment on June 17th of this year. Sorry, that's my door. Chilling the cat out. No word on when it's going to reopen, though, right, John? They didn't say.
It's what they're saying is there's no actual like timeline yet, but what their rumors are, it's going to take at least a full year and should be open sometime in 2025 in the summer.
Like summerish 2025.
Summer. Okay. $100,000 to update it.
That's it.
We mean that's it. That's pretty big for an update.
100,000
actually.
I don't know, because I don't think they're going to replace all the ride vehicles.
You can spend that on remodeling a kitchen, a bathroom, and
that's
in a
right
man cave.
Right? Like I feel like it's low. I feel like they budgeted low. They're going to pull Housewives and go over budget.
Toy Story Land was $500,000.
Really?
It wasn't a lot. It's yeah.
Like, no. I feel like that's like
500,000. You can't build a house for 500,000.
Right? Like that's insane.
Maybe not.
Maybe million.
Hold on. Let me go. Over. Hold on.
You're missing a zero.
If I want to come back 500 million, that'd be great.
You're missing a zero. I guarantee you.
I mean, what's it called? Guardians costed like 500,000 or something.
Yeah.
One ride.
And this is just a revamp, so it's not.
So that's cheap.
I wonder how much they'll change.
I'm assuming it's all going to change on the inside, right? Like, that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah. And then they're taking down the big canopy in the front, getting rid of that.
Oh, yeah. I saw the picture.
It's not going to be enclosed.
So it'll still shoot around outside.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's still going to be the car ride, roller coaster type thing. It's not changing fundamentally, I guess, is my question.
No. The inside is getting done.
Are we still going to build?
That is questionable.
Oh,
I don't know yet.
They'll be upset.
My favorite part.
Right? That's their favorite part. And they're like, it's a competition when it's going on.
Yeah. So will you ride it before it closes, John?
We will be there. So we're going the first through the thing. So we will be there. I think the plan is we'll be there on that Sunday. So the second. So yeah, we'll be there about 2 weeks before it closes. So
how tall do you have to be to ride that?
40 inches.
So Isaiah's not.
John's been measuring.
He's no, like, he is. He is tall enough.
Top of his head.
He just passed the 40 inch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's.
Would he want to ride it?
I had him watch it the other day, like yesterday. And he looked like he was kind of interested. He's kind of like a thrill person, but kind of not. So it's gonna be a test because he really wants to ride Slinky Dog. So.
Oh.
Is that the same?
I think Slinky Dog's more. I think Slinky Dog, while smoother, is more of a thrill ride than Test Track.
Test Track's just driving a car.
Test Track just has that one part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it doesn't go up and down a lot.
Yeah,
I told him he gets to build his own car, so that really got him excited.
Yeah.
Well, what's the height restriction for Toy Story though? Is it 42 or is it taller? Is it
like 38 inches? Yeah.
Oh, he could do something.
He was 38 inches in November, so we've been measuring him every few weeks. He's like, how tall am I? All right, so put you on
the
wall.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So cute.
Yeah, he's pretty much go on everything except for Tron, Guardians, Space Mountain, and Expedition Everest, I think are the only ones that he can't go on.
Oh, cool. Oh, he'd love Big Thunder Mountain. Y'all get on Big Thunder Mountain, be a good test case. Or dude, has he done the Goofy one yet?
We did Goofy in November, yeah.
And you like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Then Big Thunder Mountain's a good step up from the Goofy. Because there's so much going on that you forget to be, like if you're a kid, you're going to forget to be scared by the drops and all that because there's so much to look at.
You're right.
Especially if you're in the front, Big Thunder. You just hang over the edge and stuff. It's not as wicked.
A little unnerving, too.
Yeah. That's true. Just hanging there. Beginning Friday, April 5th, which is past, guests could encounter different scenes on Star Tours. I'm going to mispronounce everything, so buckle up. They could
encounter... It's a made-up language. You can pronounce it the way you like.
Right. They could encounter what's her name? Ahsoka?
Ahsoka.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Cassian Andor, Din Djarin, and Grogu, as well as the many worlds, including space whales. Samantha wrote it, so I can't wait to hear about it. Or she was going to write it. No, she texted me.
Did she actually go on it?
I don't know. The last thing I saw was they had the baby in Oga's, and she's like, I have a baby in the bar. And then I Sweet Home Alabama. And I texted her a little gif from, oh, look, hi, you have a baby in the bar, from Sweet Home Alabama, the movie. So, yeah. Oh, so God,
that's awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, so they had the baby in the bar. And he rode Barnstormer and loved it. So that's exciting. So, yeah.
I was going to say, he's tall enough for Barnstormer already? Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
That kid is
he's
giant.
A tall kid. Yeah. Cam's tall. Cam's really tall. I think Cam's like 6'2", 6'3". Like, Cam's pretty tall. But yeah, they're having the best time. What else do I have? I have that. Disney World announced a new offer beginning April 9th, Disney Visa card members can get a free Disney dining plan for select arrival dates at Walt Disney World in July, September, and December when they book a non-discounted four-night, four-day, or longer Walt Disney World package with the park hopper option. Now, no specifics of the offer were given, but how it was when they did the free dining value and moderate resorts were getting the quick service plan, and deluxe and deluxe villas were getting the regular plan, is what I call it, the standard plan. So we shall see. That's that one. Oh, shoot. This was funny to me. Then a new acrobatic live entertainment debuted at Epcot at World of Celebration.
Yeah.
Last weekend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Google it, Jeff. It's interesting.
Forces of Nature. It's called.
Apparently they've been at the Festival of the Arts before. The performance takes place several times a day, and I don't have showtime, so I apologize for that. But yeah, it was just like it showed up in World of Celebration. It was like off to the side.
The new area.
The new area.
Okay, the one that the middle that had been all blocked off.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. And they're outside, I'm assuming?
Yes.
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 Okay. On the stage they have there?
No. I don't know if they were on a stage. It didn't look like they were on a stage, but they're like...
Okay.
No.
They like have like, I want to call it an apparatus, because it's like a sphere. Okay. And then they're like, I don't mean to knock them. It looks like playground equipment. Like they've got the round sphere, and then they're like contorting and like flipping over it and stuff and like twirling, it looked like. And
are they inside the thing or are they outside?
Both.
Oh, okay then. Nothing better than acrobatic people with toys.
Right. And the last thing I have is that, so this past week, I'm going to lead into John, was the shareholder meeting. And also launched on YouTube was the Imagineering series, the new Disney Imagineering series. We call it Imagineering, where we got a look at the animatronics for Tiana's Big Bayou Adventure there. And... holy crap, they're good.
Yeah, the ones I've seen, I haven't seen I keep forgetting to watch the YouTube thing, but the clips I've seen.
It's not long. It's
only 13
minutes long.
It's
not long at all. It's only 13 minutes.
I keep forgetting to watch it. Whose channel is it on?
Wonderful.
And so I will send you the link.
Oh, good.
Because apparently I already like the channel. And I was like, oh. And then I was like, there's this new series though.
But what is it? Is it an Imagineering channel?
Yeah, it's actually Walt Disney Imagineering is what it's called.
Oh, okay.
And it's in the circle it's red or burnt sienna, and then it has Mickey Mouse with the magician's hat, sorcerer's hat, sorcerer Mickey.
Cool.
Yeah. But
it's awesome. And that was just the first episode. There's going to be an episode every week from what I understand.
That's what I understood too. Yeah. But it was
13 minutes of once a week?
Well, yes. So I think this one was released on Wednesday, so I would imagine it's going to be every Wednesday. Kind of like Disney Plus.
So I have
not to digress, but when do the new X-Men's come out? I've gotten all into that X-Men 97 thing. Anybody know when the new episodes get released?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay. Like Wednesday night, so they're on Thursday for people.
I think it's Wednesday. I think it's like Wednesday, like 9 o'clock usually.
Okay, I wasn't prepared to get sucked into that as fast as I did.
I have not started yet. I'm still trying to finish catch up on Bad Batch.
Yeah,
I'm caught three up episodes. Then. I'm three episodes behind on that.
I'm exhausted by it. It's a lot. It's great, but it's a lot emotionally exhausting. But the X-Men is too. So everybody, you get so invested in cartoons.
So before I dive into all the fun with the shareholders meeting, the proxy war, all the rumors that are coming out and from here and there, I'm going to add to about Tiana's Bayou Adventure. We didn't get a date, which is people were mad about. But I think people are a little bit less unhappy since we got a lot of more stuff literally the day after the shareholders meeting.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But we did get a new poster for Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
I saw that. It's cute.
And we got learned about new critters. And this is going to be – this was the second set of critters. And the third set of critters, from what I understand, are also going to be – third and final set of critters are going to be released this week coming up, which means that most people think we're going to get a date, and people are trying to figure out how many animatronics are in Tiana's Bayou Adventure. There's at least 42 that we know of from the video that we from the We Call It Imagineering episode. There's like five Tianas or seven Tianas. There's five Luises. That Luis animatronic is amazing. All right, yeah. So anyway.
I haven't seen that one.
And the Mama Odie.
I like Mama Odie.
And the Tiana one. Yeah. The ones that they showed. That's just it's so fluid. Like it just comes so far. Like it's just crazy.
It's so nice to not have projector screen faces.
Right. Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a bad fad.
That's just part of the times, though. Like, seriously. But they. So anyway, so we have the new critters that were announced that we're going to see. And so we did see one of the critters in the episode. I forget which one it was, but it was a beaver, was it not? If I remember correctly, Shelby.
I don't remember.
The one that Ralphie, the one that the Tiana's nephew was on, or Naveen's nephew was on. He was like literally on top of it, and it was called. I think it's Ralphie. Ralphie and I can't think. Anyway, so there's Octavia the Bobcat. Octavia plays the Vixen, a single note horn instrument popular in Rara music. She's an adventurous bobcat kitten. She loves climbing and hanging out in trees almost as much as she loves performing. This daredevil almost never gets scared. Uh-huh. And then there's Papa the Bobcat. Not only is Papa Octavia's devoted grandfather, but he also taught her how to play the Vixen. Papa lives to make Octavia smile and has the view that everything has a way of working itself out. He's seen it all, but it isn't jaded. Claude, the Louisiana black bear. Another thing, this is probably the reskin of
Brer Bear.
Yes. Claude is a salt of the earth kind of bear, or as they say in the bayou, salt of the mound, who plays his horn along with other members of his family. He's a tinkerer who loves to create with things found in the forest and is frequently funny without intending to be, especially when it comes to his homegrown creations. Then there's Bernadette, Louisiana black bear. Bernadette loves to enjoy life from splashing in the waters or her bayou home with her cub, Sebastian, to playing the horn with her mate, Claude. She's a clear thinker and is warm and supportive. Bernadette loves to sink into the bayou waters and munch on plants so long as Sebastian is clearly within sight. Mm-hmm. And then there's Sebastian, the Louisiana back player. He's Mama's cub. He likes to play. He's the drummer of the family.
Of course he is.
There's always one.
You never wanted to sit near the drummers on the band Kid Bus. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that.
And then Fina, the gray fox, she's also a drummer.
No.
Big percussion section in the bayou.
And then by Halia, the beaver, she doesn't just build dams. She helps build musical instruments using natural materials from the bayou.
That's gracious.
She's a strong-willed percussionist. It's safe to say by Halia is the heartbeat of the band, as well as a natural designer and engineer. Gritty the Rabbit. Gritty plays the washboard.
There we go.
Bo the Opossum. I'm just going to go their names. Apollo the Raccoon. Rufus the Turtle. Timoleon the Otter. That's it. All right. Yeah, that's all of them so far. I think I gave some of them. I think by Holly is the one we saw Ralphie on top of.
That's so cute. And this is going to be a big ka-ching because they'll have like little plushies of all those critters in the gift shop. They already have some of them out, right?
For what? For
those little animals. I thought I saw them somewhere. They had little plushies of them already.
They have a by Halia. They have a Luis the an alligator currently as a stuffed animal that's supposed to be from Tiana's Bayou Adventure. All right. So going on with the shareholders meetings. So it's finally over. The proxy war. Disney won. Despite Nelson Peltz's attempt to get a board seat along with Jay Rasulo, and then three people from the Blackwell Fund also got lost, but they really never stood a chance. Voting scene sounded like it was 2-1 for every, it was like 63% for the people, for Disney's board members that they wanted, and like 30% for Nelson. And then it was even worse for Jay Rasulo. It was like every five votes for Disney, it was one vote for him.
I'm glad you got that settled.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of where to start. Iger called the CFTOD settlement a win-win, allowing Disney to invest in Florida again. And then that was that for the thing. They released concept art for the Avatar land or experience or whatever it's going to be in Disneyland. They're saying it can be thing. Here's the thing with Disney now. Anything, because they're waiting for that Disneyland Forward to be approved, and that's why they're not announcing Pandora officially for Disneyland. And it was almost like the same thing with Disney World, where because they were having so much, they were everything was tied up in court. Now it's that it's settled. It's good. There was something I wanted to mention for rumor wise. Oh, so the Frontierland shoot in arcade is apparently going to close permanently for a new Vacation Club member lounge. Back in January, Disney World teased more projects for Frontierland. The DVC member lounge did get previously announced, but they never said where the location's going to be. That location is supposedly going to be, like I said, the Frontier Shootin' Arcade. I'm going to run another rumor that dropped just today that DAS is going to go third party.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, to sort of weed out the scammers.
Yeah, so it's not going to be run by, it's going to be run by Disney, verified. But it's going to be run through a third party.
Mm-hmm. So we'll do a verification thing.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea.
So back on, I don't know what day it was. I think it was Monday or last week. I think it was Monday. Disney held a behind-the-scenes look where they saw where a bunch of press got to see the animatronics for Tiana's Bayou Adventure, along with some other information that they learned about, such as within the coming weeks, they're going to be filing permits for the Beyond Big Thunder Mountain project. There are no words on so far what was actually approved for Beyond Big Thunder, like what is going to be built there. We will find more out on when D23 happens in August. But we saw a diorama of what is going to do for the Tropical Americas area of Animal Kingdom. That was a reel that they released on Instagram.
Yeah.
That,
cool.
And they said, somebody said we're going to get like the Phantom Manor like ride, hopefully, for Encanto.
Yes. So as far as we know, Encanto is going to be a a dark ride. There's going to be a carousel theme to either Coco, what everybody assumes, and then they also went on trips to, where was it? In Mexico. I saw it. They went somewhere in Mexico. I can't think of what it's called.
Didn't they say, like, Mayan ruins and stuff?
Yes, but they went on research trips. That's what cool. I wanted to say. In Mexico to, whether it be for in the Indiana Jones ride.
That sounds Indiana Jonesy to me. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of Mayans in Encanto.
No. Let's see here. Then, so we had Test Track 3.0 announced. So far what we've heard so far is that rumored, so beyond Big Thunder Mountain, we don't know what exactly is going there. There's supposedly a Moana attraction that's coming to Adventureland expansion plot.
Bahala.
And I have said this before, a nighttime parade that has supposedly in the works. And then Hollywood Studios is the Animation Courtyard redo, which is going to be what we think is either going to be probably Zootopia or like a Cars Land area. And then on top of Animal Kingdom, we previously discussed the other major attraction that was probably going to be built. It's either going to be, so what I've been reading is either going to be a Avatar attraction, their expansion, or a new Lion King attraction.
Hmm. Ooh.
Oh.
And well, possibly drones at Animal Kingdom, which I don't know how that would work.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the animals.
That'd be cool.
Huh. That's cool.
But, I mean, there's supposedly even more stuff that is, like, in the works to be announced. D23 is going to be big.
When is it?
It is August 9th through the 11th, I want to say. Hold on, let me verify that. It's sold out. Okay. It's officially sold out. I know that.
I'm going to put it in my calendar.
It is, yes. August 9th through the 11th.
Thank you.
So we're 4 months away.
I thought it was sooner than... Oh, well, summer will fly by.
It's usually in between... G23 usually happens anywhere between July through September, depending on when they schedule it. Last year's... The Destination D was in September. Sometimes it's in November, the Destination D event. But most of the time, the expo itself is either usually July or August. And I think previously it has been in September once or twice before, but most of the time July or August. But there's some stuff that's going to work. Oh, also, I think they, from what I understand, Country Bear Jamboree is going to open up sometime in July, it sounds like.
Oh, good.
People were laughing because all the walls are coming down in Epcot on June 10th. They're putting walls up around Test Track on June 17th, the week later.
But luckily, though, it's over. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
And it's not like a lot of walls. It's literally around one attraction.
Right. That's what, like, those ones in the front, I, like, detest. Just detest. They're ugly. It's hard to walk around. I feel like, although it probably is not longer to walk around them than it, but it felt like a million more steps. Like,
you get lost in most things, I felt like.
You could, yeah.
But it's so exciting now that we can, that they're going to finally, sounds like things are going to be, I'll be interested to see if, since we've seen permits already filed for Dinoland, and we've seen now a diorama, if we actually have that get closed prior to the D23 Expo and stuff gets into the ground before that. So we'll see.
That's cool. It is kind of like a dam broke, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Within the last few weeks, so we've found the permits. They're going to file. Now, with the Beyond Big Thunder Mountain, nobody's like, this is pretty much going to be for land clearing, and they have to move waterways and all that fun stuff. So it's going to be a while before we even see things go vertical in that area. But they have to start somewhere.
Yeah,
that's good.
I don't expect to see anything unless they do it in phases, which I've heard is a possibility. Kind of like what they did with New Fantasyland, how they opened that in phases.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine that's how they do it.
I've heard possibly that Tom Sawyer's Island is going possibly away.
I hope not.
Where would it go? It's an island.
It's gone. It'll be gone.
You can put something else there. It'd be ideal. Even if it weren't Tom Sawyer's ass. But they should keep it Tom Sawyer's there. Oh, you need to go. Port's gone.
I know. I keep wanting to go and we just never make it over there.
Well, it's because it's a whole thing, too, to get over there. You know, mm-hmm. You got to get on the raft. You got to go over.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. Like, it's like, oh, here, when you're here, like, oh, I could just go over. But then it's like, no, it's like an hour, hour and a half thing, at least. And they opened up the fort back. So that's nice.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, last time I was there, it wasn't. Last time I was there, it was with you. And the fort wasn't open. Well, that's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. That's good. Cool. It's exciting.
Yeah. I'd love to have stuff to talk about now.
Yeah. It's nice to know that, you know, we don't have to wait. And be boring, not be boring, but like there's no rumors, but like everything is coming out now.
Right?
Yeah, we'll see what happens because of Universal opening up their third park, not including the water park next year. So, and it looks freaking insane. So, because yeah. I keep having to take, they release trainings on this in stages. So they just released the Train Your Dragon training last week, and it just, yeah, Disney's gonna have to, they're gonna have to respond with something because it's insane.
Well, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, here's the thing. There's no, as you heard Bob say.
I know he thinks there's no competition or whatever, yeah. But I'm telling you, it's freaking insane what they're doing. And they kind of, I'm curious, the one ride, so in How to Train Your Dragon, you're going to fly on a dragon.
Oh.
So, yeah, but, like, is it, like, the one in Pandora? You know, is it, like, Flight of Passage? Like, I'm curious. Oh, yeah, no, like, so, yeah, it's just, and it's not even my favorite land. I'm not even I'm looking forward to the Classic Monsters land.
Where really? There's a roller coaster. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, that's where I want to go. And they have the castles like all up, like the manor or whatever it's called. Like it's a and there's a werewolf roller coaster thing, you know, like.
Oh, is that what the roller coaster is? Werewolf?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, it's just, if they do what they say, it's just, and it's gorgeous. And then they're going to have a hotel in the park, you know, like, uh-oh. But, yeah. I think they're going to have something like, I don't know. I mean, Pete and I were talking about it on our way home from Buffalo today about how, like, I dismiss all the magical stuff and how I was hoping they would announce like, oh, we're bringing back Magical Express or something equivalent or something. And he's like, well, obviously they don't have to because nobody misses it. Like they're not, you know, they don't need it to get the people to come. So.
Right. No one stopped.
Right. Yeah. But he also brought up the point of like how like Disney had created people who enjoyed little things and the magic and kept coming back year after year to see like, you know, the town mayor or, you know, like the welcome show with the train, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they've stopped creating those kind of people, right. You know, so it's like you're just catering
now
to like
first timers. Now they have to build new things to get people to come.
Right. Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's a strategic mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going for the long haul, not the short run or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I know.
Nice to see some cranes out there.
Oh, cranes and everything. Just get shovels in the ground. I don't even care about everything else. I don't want shovels.
Right. Yes.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
That's it. Right.
That was a good one. Did anybody else watch Wish? John said he did.
No, we've been basketball weekend. Maybe tomorrow.
Disney Plus that we saw in the theater.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Maybe tomorrow after the eclipse, we'll make my family watch it.
There you go. If you're all still alive.
Right. Oh, God. I'm done. Like, no. So here, like, oh, no, I am done. So this is so funny. I think I said this before. Like, they're selling, like, merchandise here, right? Like, you can't go into a store without seeing, like, Eclipse 2024 t-shirts and stuff like
t-shirts and stuff,
beer, special brews.
Eclipse beer?
Oh yeah. And there's like microbreweries around here that have special like three different kinds of Eclipse beers. I forget what they're called, but they're like the ones like not really, but like pre totality and post, you know, like so the three phases of the, I don't know what they are.
Right.
But all this stuff, like Eclipse Party is like crazy. I think it's supposed to be overcast tomorrow too, which is hysterical. Yep.
Oh,
right.
Oh, is
and
it?
Then, yeah.
Is it supposed to come? You're, I think, out of all of us, I think Jed and I are the only ones that are, really have.
You guys are right in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Total eclipse area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have like getting, like, I mean, we're close. We're going to have some, like, we're going to be 90 some percent close. Yeah,
we're like 100, but like, so we went to Buffalo yesterday and today. And yesterday was fine. Today, going in was a little trafficky. Because his game was until 1:20, but we left at 11. It's like an hour and a half away. So we're leaving, and I was like, "Oh my god!" And I'm such a snob when it comes to hotels. I'm like, that Red Roof Inn, which is on my bottom. It said on the sign out front, $519 for the night.
Oh my god! Wow. Oh my god!
I was like, "Holy crap!" It's a Red Roof Inn. Like, what? Like,
what?
Oh, yeah. They all sold out. Like, that's insane here.
Yeah. I haven't seen, like, any traffic or anything. They said to be prepared, like, the days before and stuff, because all the hotels have been sold out for who knows how long.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty normal, so.
Yeah. They told us. They just, our village just gave us a list of all the roads that are going to be, you can't park on tomorrow at all. Like, you can't be stopped. You can't park. And thankfully, one of them's mine. But I was like, what is going on? Like,
we're going to go to Six Flags tomorrow. So we'll see how it is there. I don't know, but they're going to have fireworks during the eclipse. So,
oh, that's cool.
That's cool. That's awesome. I was just on our locals page today, and I'm convinced that the locals page is going to have to go to like audio only on Tuesday, because they all plan to just stare at the sky. I think they're all just going to stare at the sun for an hour and a half because they're idiots.
My uncle from Vegas went to Niagara Falls and on the Canada side, because I guess they're in the 100% range.
Yeah.
Yes.
Niagara Falls is going to be an absolute poo show.
Yeah, Niagara Falls is like an hour and 20 minutes from my house. Yeah, that's what it is here. Like, yeah, it's so funny. And then, like, they changed the projection of where it's going to go, and people lost their crap. Really? Because, like, the bottom Finger Lakes, like, went out of the projection out of totality. Like, they're, like, in, what, the 90% town out or whatever instead of the 100. And people are like, what are we going to do? We have to go to Lake Ontario to see. I'm like, oh, my gosh. People, staying at home. God. I'm going to shove the kids outside. Look, put your glasses on. There it is. Okay, we're done. Like, it's insane here.
That's funny. Well, good luck with all that.
I'll be working from home.
Yeah. So. So the training, it's like
go outside and look up.
Yeah.
Right?
Cool.
But,
y'all stay safe.
Yeah, you too. Have a good week. Oh, yeah.
Stay safe from all the crazies.
Right.
Right. All right. I'll see y'all.
I'll see you guys. Have a good week.
See you.
Good night.
Bye.
Mouse Life's theme music provided by Shadows of Life.